I just want to thank the Chelsea Sentinels for the Christmas pudding you sent us and the instructions on how to use it.
Oh, a happy New Year!
Why, it's Viscountess Boyle.
No, it's no, but I can't tell a lie. I'm not Countess Boyle. His beard is false.
Welcome, Michael Bentley.
Thank you. Oh, here. Yeah, guess what I got in one piece of Christmas pudding?
A fatty bit?
Yeah, it tasted delicious. Oh, I was having a good time.
Thank you. Yep. Get away, Eccles. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and other denominations, as a special treat for listeners on the Mongolian Overseas Service, we give you the Man in Black.
Thank you. Actually, I am not the Man in Black. I am the man in the white suit. But on my way here, I fell down a coal hole. Oh, and this is my secretary.
You fell in the coal hole too, then?
Man, I never did.
Now, pray silence while I tell you the story of the missing Prime Minister.
My name is Seagoon, Inspector Gladys Seagoon. At midnight on Christmas Eve, 1953, I was checking with a policeman on duty in Downing Street.
Evening, Inspector.
Good evening, Sergeant. Everything all right in number 10?
Yes, Inspector.
Constable, where's your helmet?
Well, Inspector, a Christmas reveler whipped it for an ashtray.
Now, we can't have that sort of thing going on, you know.
Yeah, Sergeant, here's your helmet back. And a Merry Christmas to you all. Not a word to Lady Esther about this.
That occurred about midnight. Then at 2 a.m. Hello?
Who's that?
This is Bow Street Police Station speaking, yeah?
What a clever police station.
What's your name, sir?
It's Mr. Avery T. Deacon Harry.
Avery T. Deacon Harry. What's the T for?
Tom.
Oh, I see. Avery Tom Deacon Harry.
You know him?
Oh, yes. My sister's always running after you. Now, what's the trouble?
10 Downing Street has gone, Larry. It's not there.
What do you mean, gone?
Well, in between number 9 and 11, there is a blank space.
Nothing there?
Nothing save a man who's just pitched a small tent.
Who's the man?
An itinerant Egyptian named Ali Bevan.
I think you've been pulling my leg.
Why?
It's just dropped off.
That was at 2 a.m. At 2:15, Inspector Seagoon received a report of the mysterious phone call.
It says the man claims 10 Downing Street is missing. Eccles, we'd better take a drive up to Downing Street.
What for?
I want to look round.
But you already look round.
Constable Eccles, remember, it doesn't say to be rude.
Oh, no? You've seen Gilbert Harbin's new Rolls Royce?
Is your squad car handy?
Yep, I tuned the engine myself. And now I can get an extra 2 miles an hour out of her.
How fast did she go before?
Ain't never been before.
In that case, I'll walk. It'll be quicker.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll drive my car on there. You walk, and we'll see who gets there first. Huh?
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, an inspector?
Yes?
When you get there, wait for me.
On arrival at Downing Street, Inspector Seagoon was horrified.
Yo, I got there first.
Number 10 Downing Street was missing. The area was soon alive with CID men. The duty constable was closely questioned.
Well, I was tied up, Inspector, and then they gagged me with this. I got it from 10 Downing Street.
Ah, a hand towel.
Yes, I stuck it in my mouth.
I see. These initials in the corner must mean Winston Churchill.
I hope so.
Yes. Now, Your report.
Well, sir, at 12:30, a monster lorry pulls up outside. 10 men jumps out and wallops me on the head. I turn around to see who it was and wallop, wallop on the head again. As I stood up, wallop, 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 wallop. All on my head. And then as I was taking my notebook out, wallop, 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 wallop. Wallops on the head all the time.
Yes. But did you notice anything about these men?
No.
What?
I noticed they kept walloping me on the head.
And to your knowledge, the Prime Minister was in the house.
Yeah. When I come to, the house was gone.
The Prime Minister gone?
Yeah.
He's got to be found quickly. Otherwise, England's cigar trade is ruined.
Inspector, I found these men in the road, sir.
Ah, a pair of gloves, eh?
Yes.
These may help us.
Good.
Oh, curse.
What's up, sir?
They don't fit me.
Oh.
Blue bottle! Blue bottle!
I heard you coming. Captain, I heard you calling me. Give your command and it will be done. I will not flinch from my duties. I stand ready. Move left, remain silent.
Blue bottle, have these gloves analyzed at once.
It shall be done, Captain. It shall be done. With all speed I go. Farewell. Salute, family. Excellent.
Stout lad.
Very stout lad, yes.
Sergeant McGilvery, see what you can make of this small blunt instrument. Exit Sicum, pursued by a cow. I thought, Galray, a lethal weapon. Report to Sandy McPherson for foreign service with Alan Eagle's Dancing Bird.
Ah, my captain, I return. I am back. I've arrived and to prove it, I...
By Graves might be listening.
These gloves have been thoroughly analyzed. And Tessie, that is a borough rotary.
And?
And we have ascertained the exact type that they are.
Splendid. What type are they?
The type you wear on your hand.
Blue Bottle, I'm proud to here and now give you the rank of Constable First Class.
Oh, Constable First Class. Is that a time? I was already a sergeant. Have he murdered me? I am a disgrace. I shall throw myself in the river when the weather gets warmer. Farewell, cruel world. Farewell. Exit closed for workman's time.
He's upset about something, Sergeant.
Yes. Still, Inspector, while the police force have men like Blue Bottle, what have they got to worry about?
Men like Eccles.
Yes. Men like Eccles.
Women like Eccles, too.
Oh! Eccles! What's the exact time?
Oh, get it on.
Thank you. Good. Now... gather around, everyone. This is the position.
Yes, Wonder.
Someone claims that they saw a large lorry with what looked like 10 Downing Street strapped to the back.
Good heavens.
Oh, yes, indeed. So we intend to set up police and military roadblocks on all main roads.
Of course.
Good. Lion squad cars. Slow down at this corner, Blue Bottle.
I'm not that thing.
Hello? Eccles calling Inspector Seagull's car?
Hello, Eccles. Seagull answering. Over.
Inspector, I think I wonder something. I've been sailing the car on the road for the last 30 miles, and it looks suspicious.
Overtake him at once.
But he's doing over 80 miles an hour.
Well, try and pass him.
Okay, but he's got the advantage over me.
What do you mean?
He's in the car. I'm running behind.
You've got boots on?
Yeah, I got...
Well, none of these silly excuses. Get that car.
Okay.
Over. Right, Travel Blue Bottle, how's the time going?
It's going tick-tock.
Must be the same make as mine. Mine goes tick-tock, too.
Mine does not go tick-tock, too. Mine goes tick-tock. I'm hit it with a brick. Someone's hit it me with a brick. Oh, clutch is badly injured, folks. Oh, falls the floor of car, rise in agony. Oh, sweat falls from brow, blood. Oh, face turns green, ear falls off. Oh, legs turn a jelly, screams, fall forward on gear lever tape.
Are you hurt?
Hello, Colin Inspector Seagull.
Oh, blast. Hello, Eccles, what is it?
Good news, sir. I managed to stop that car.
How?
I threw a brick at the driver.
What?
Just a minute. Oh, okay. I just threw another brick at the bloke in the car with him.
Eccles, you idiot, you fool.
Hello, Inspector Seagull. I got his mate as well. Hello? No.
At 5 in the morning, there was still no news of the missing Prime Minister or Number 10 Downing Street. Finally, the BBC, after high-level consultations, decided to broadcast the following bulletin to the nation.
Owing to frost, the swimming gala at Lord's has been postponed. In its place, you can hear 20 questions on ice.
That radio on, trick it up. Oh, that's better. Stuck out here at 5 a.m. in charge of a roadblock. What a night. Still, duty before pleasure. Now, men, I'll pay punctual journey. Let's have it. Never mind, lads. Another round.
Not for me, Major Bevner. I'm skate.
No money. Grapple me, crunkers. Get outside on guard, you bander. How dare you play cards when you should be on duty. Choppers. Quick march! Left, right, left. Come on! Pick them up! No, put them down again! Left, right.
Hey, sir!
What?
Hop your son, Tim Bob!
About turn to the card table! Dismissed!
Hello there!
Huh? That's somebody kicking about that tower.
What? Quick, give me my pistol. Now my sword.
Yeah.
Hand me that rifle there.
Okay.
Now my steel helmet and that hand grenade.
Yeah.
Now, Private Bog, take this stick and go and see who it is.
Not you, Arthur. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Hello? Hello? Anybody out there in the dark?
Well, Bog, is there anybody there?
No, sir, not a soul.
Come out and fight, you cowards!
You're sure there's nobody there, are you?
Sure, sir.
Come on, you cowards! Come out of there! Come and fight! That scared him away. You've run away, haven't you?
Oh, no, I ain't!
Oh!
Mister! Open the door!
I can't! I'm in the bar!
Please let me in!
Never!
You can have the tent, Bob! Thank you, Major. I was frightened out there.
Man, so was I.
Hands up or I shoot.
Hey, don't you point that thing at me.
Don't worry, it's not loaded. Now, who are you and what do you want?
Me? Oh, I just dropped off a lorry.
You're not a spare tire.
No. It was a lorry with a large building strapped on the back.
What? I must contact HQ at once. That might be 10 Downing Street on the back. Bob, go and try and phone the telephone. And you... You'd better
earn
your dinner money.
Well, all right!
Please me, I've set you free. Now I'm sorry as I can be. You got no sympathy. Me. You were right, and I was wrong. I kept saying a whole day long in a mournful minor key. Woe is me. Every night the sky is moonless. Every day is a dismal day. Every song I hear is tuneless. Please forgive and let me live again. Woe is me. I knew I was crazy to let you go. Love was up me up a tree. Woe is me.
Here we go again.
I'll be glad when you take you after you. I'll be glad when you take you after you. You know you've done me wrong. You stole my wife and gone. I'll be glad when you take you after you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you after you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you after you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, my hope can have you when I'm done. I'll be there when you're dead. You asked my wife for some cabbage, you dog. I said you asked my wife for some cabbage, you dog. You asked my wife some cabbage, changes like a savage. Oh, you old rascal. Now there ain't no use you running, you rascal, you. Oh, there ain't no use you running, you rascal, you. Ain't no use for you to run, cause I'm gonna get my gun. Oh, you dog, that's my boy. You messed with my wife, you rascal, you. Yes, you messed with my wife, you rascal, you. You messed with my wife. I'm gonna take your life, I'll be glad when you take your rascal, you. I wonder what you've got, you're asking you. I said, I wonder what you've got, you're asking you. I said, I wonder what you've got that makes my wife and yours so hard. Ha ha, you dog. Throw him out of here. Boy, ain't she good? That's nice. I'm gonna kill you just for fun. Hey, somebody, get me my gun. I'll be glad when you're dead. You'll answer you. Yeah, I'll be glad when you're dead. You'll answer you.
6 in the morning, Private Bog approached the house in hopes of using the telephone. Inside, all was asleep.
Dear. What? Titter. Alarm clock's gone off too early. I better turn it off, I suppose. I wear a nice spectacles. I think I put them on the mantelpiece. Just feel along. Steady does it, Mr. Plum. Henry! Oh, dear, I mustn't wake Minnie up.
Henry, Dad!
Are you awake, Minnie?
Henry!
Are you calling, Minnie?
The alarm's gone, Henry!
It stopped now, Minnie.
Turn it off, Minnie.
It stopped, Minnie. Whoever you are, speak through the letterbox.
Pepper?
Yes, who are you?
And Bog hasn't returned yet. Still too dark to see anything.
Why, turn off the road? I'm coming to all you on the floor.
Strangle me, struggle. Who's that? Hands up.
Hands up? But I'm...
Hands up.
Okay.
What's up?
I was on a bike.
Come near here, will you? Oh, flourish me, Fabula. Who are you, you ragged-looking goon?
I'm a policeman.
And I'm Marilyn Monroe.
Whoa!
Put me down at once.
Oh, hey, you ain't Marilyn Monroe.
What a bitter disappointment for us both.
You tackled me.
Now hold out your wrist.
Okay. Hold them up, yeah.
Now your ankles.
Yes, the ankles.
Now your necks.
Yes, my necks.
Now into this hut. Come along.
Okay. Here, tell me something.
What?
Am I a prisoner?
No, of course you're not.
Then why did you put all these chains on me?
Well, you see, this morning I lost a piece of the chain.
Yeah?
But the moment I saw you,
yeah,
I knew you were the missing link.
Oh, thank you.
Come in, I surrender. Eccles!
Inspector!
What are you doing in here?
I'm having a good time.
Look at the wait. 10 Downing Street and the PM are in France. Last reported traveling towards Paris. Follow me.
Whoa.
By 7 on Christmas morning, Seagoon was in France. French police supplied flying squad transport.
is not driving too fast for you fellows, am I?
I can't understand it. The French police have been most uncooperative. Yeah. Very secretive.
These Parisians are always trying to hide something.
Not at the Folies Bergère, they're not.
Please, Major, this is not the time to think of women.
Isn't it? Well, let me know where it is, where you are.
Stop the car, Echo.
Stop the car, Echo.
The trail leads into that wood.
Okay. Whoa! Whoa, there. Whoa, boy, whoa. Stop. Good horse there, good horse. Whoa, stop, boy. Whoa, whoa, back. Whoa, boy.
Try shouting stop in French.
Stop in French. Stop in French. Stop in Chinese. Stop.
What a big, stupid, lumbering idiot he is.
Don't speak to the horse like that.
What? I was speaking to you.
What? Hey, look, in the woods there, a house.
Certainly not Terry with a sledgehammer. It's 10 Downing Street.
Up the car, together, jump. Oh. Are you hurt, Eccles?
No. Shall I jump again?
Save it for the Eiffel Tower. Bloodluck, keep your gun ready.
I'll knock.
Bonjour, who are you?
I'm an inspector.
Oh, of course, the drains. This way, please.
Police inspector.
Oh.
Tell us, is this place 10 Downing Street?
Oui.
Oui? Oui what?
We want the muffin.
Stop! You can't have him, you foreign devil. Answer me! Is this 10 Downing Street?
Answer! Remember, this sword is loaded.
Eccles, answer that phone.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Pick it up first, you fool.
Oh. Oh, that's better. Hello? Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Hey, that was the Prime Minister. Ooh. He'd been kidnapped by the French and they've given him a job.
But we need him back in England.
Don't worry, it's a very short job.
What is it?
Prime Minister of France. Here, and guess what?
What?
He's a having a good time.
And that, Mr. Man in Black, is your story.
Yes, that is the true story of the missing Prime Minister.
Have you anything else to say?
Yes, I have.
What?
Just this.
Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan, with the Wellington Quartet and Max Gelray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Scott, script by Spike Milligan and Harry Stevens, announcer Wallace Kinsley, produced by Peter Heaton.